Plane tickets? Check. Passport? Got it. Camera? Wouldn't leave home without it. Especially when we're headed for 2 sun-soaked weeks in Micronesia. Where the heck is that, you ask? We're talking the South Seas and the tiny island archipelago of Palau. Located between Japan to the north and Papua New Guinea to the south, the islands of Palau are an ecotourist's mecca. Don't forget your sea legs and a set of flippers all your own, because we'll be swimming in the waters that Jacques Cousteau called the best diving destination in the world. Along with snorkel gear, you'll need a gallon of suntan lotion and a taste for a whole new way of life. There's one more thing Art Brewer packs with him from California. A talent for living with Murphy's Law. If anyone knows that if it can go wrong, it will, it's ace travel photographer Art Brewer. And as Art arrives in paradise, his battle plan is already unwinding. It's raining. And that's not all. For being widely respected as a master of surf photography, Art's a pretty humble guy. Art's less worried about looking good than about the camera crew slowing him down. Have camera, will travel is Art's motto, and the faster the better. Get going, Art. Show us Palau through the lens of a travel photographer. Day one, and that light he's talking about is 5 shades of gray. But never mind, Art always starts off with a little reconnaissance trip. Art's itinerary won't allow for much whining about the weather. Travel within the Republic of Palau requires an orchestration of planes, boats, 4x4s, and walking shoes with good rubber. Art's driver, Malahi, has promised that this back road leads to the highest point of land on Palau. What better place to start building a photo story? But en route, a little history lesson. You can't go far in Palau without tripping over memories of World War II. Americans took control of these islands from the Japanese in a battle so brutal that both sides wished they'd never even heard of Palau. Now, Japanese and Americans return as tourists, to honor their dead and photograph the aftermath, lest we forget. High on Art's list is that lookout, from where he should be able to see from one end of the archipelago to the other. Almost there! Bad weather's won the first round, but Art Brewer's been at this game long enough to know that blue skies are only a sunrise away. Just inside the reef, Art sees something sticking out of the water. Looks like a fin, but it's an airplane prop, a Japanese Zero. Some call the Zero the best fighter of World War II, since it could easily outmaneuver any plane the Americans flew. Can you believe that Art gets paid to do this? Sure, he's getting a tan, but listen up. When Art Brewer started out, he wasn't thinking about glamour or glitz. It was a love affair with the photographic image. And as Art tells us, he wasn't the only one who loved the pictures he took. Art packed 100 rolls of film with him to Palau so he can afford to be a little trigger happy. But make no mistake, there's more to a pretty picture than meets the eye. These islands are actually ancient coral reefs, sculpted over centuries into Palau's famous rock islands. That's Art's strategy. Revisit locations to take advantage of the best light. But sometimes, the best shots wait for no one. Nobody's told Art yet, but that Milky Way mud is actually crustacean excrement. You hear that, Art? Crab dung! You want to be a travel photographer? Take a lesson from Art. When in Rome, well, you know those ancient words of wisdom. Art loves to plunge as deep as he can into the culture and into the water. When in Palau, if you don't dive the coral reefs, you'll miss out on the country's greatest national treasure. No problem recognizing this wreck as a Japanese Jake. A float plane. They were used mainly for reconnaissance, but they also flew kamikaze missions towards the end of the war. Wow, dives just don't get much more compelling than this. A guy could forget he's still jet-lagged, and that he ate a Palauan delicacy last night called bat soup. With his eye stuck to the viewfinder, he could also overlook the fact that he might be running out of gas. Hey, Art, don't overdo it. Tomorrow's another day. Uh-oh. I think Art overdid it. check out the true picture for yourselves. Storm clouds. A travel photographer would rather skip that kind of truth. He's after the reality that sells magazines. Magazines that deal in pure escapism. The way Art's feeling right now, let it rain. There'll be no aerial shoot today. It's taking all his concentration just to keep his breakfast down. By Art's reckoning, the weather's got to improve. I mean, this is the South Seas, isn't it? If he's going to capture a bird's-eye view of paradise, it's got to be a dazzling piece of work. In the meantime, pilot Matt Harris is turning into his final approach to Angar, Palau's southernmost inhabited island. If Art can handle the heat and humidity, he's in for more war relics today, including an aircraft graveyard. But first, let's get Art's feet back on the ground and see how he feels. You want to be the next Art Brewer? Then learn to roll with the punches. Bad weather, upset tummy, and above all, loneliness. Take five, Art, while we digress a little, traveling back in time to gain a perspective on this tiny island nation. Palau was once known as the West Caroline Islands, and in the last 300 years has fallen under the influence of Spain, Britain, Germany, Japan, and now America. But during the darkest hour of Palau's colonial history, these 35 square miles of limestone on the eastern edge of the Pacific were the stage for a horrendous conflict. American troops were headed for the Philippines in 1944, when Japanese-occupied Palau posed a serious threat to the whole operation. The airstrip on Peleliu was the prize, and once Japanese soldiers were routed from their gunposts, it would be in American control. The operation was supposed to take 2-3 days max, but this bloody battle dragged out for 2.5 months. Tenji Jesus is the curator of this military museum on Peleliu. He set it up for the many war vets on both sides who still return to the scene of the battle. Can't blame anyone for wishing to remain silent. 12,000 soldiers lost their lives here, along with a full 10% of the population of Palau. Many of the dead are still buried in these hills. Where's Art? He just missed the Second World War, and now he's going to miss out on a demonstration of Palau's national pastime, betel nut chewing. Oh no! Now the camera crew is down. But they'll have to buck up, because Art's back! The most valuable asset a travel photographer can bring with him on assignment? Patience. And a talent for knowing when to strike. Because pros like Art Brewer are nothing short of hunters. Image hunters. Art's found a pair of Japanese cannons. Does the low light situation bother him? It just makes him feel more like a photographer. In his travels, Art's come face to face with some pretty poignant sights, and this is one more scene he won't soon forget. A travel photographer can never be in two places at once. You're over here shooting a plane wreck. You're not over there shooting something else. Like those aerials. Art still doesn't have those aerials. What's going on, Art? Sorry, Art. It won't happen again. That's a promise. You first. Just don't kick me, okay? Art Brewer has a way of making photography look more like a sport, but there's plenty of science behind it. Palau has enough first-class dive sites to keep Art in the water every day. Today, he's booked with dive master Navat Brunovsky, who's just checking one of his other boats, a liveaboard. Nice boat there, Navat. Navat's leaving that group of divers to check out some hawk-nosed turtles, while he takes Art on a more exotic adventure into the Chandelier Caves. But this dive isn't offshore. The caves actually lie beneath these islands, chunks of limestone that Mother Nature has been busy carving from the inside out. The Chandelier Caves aren't for the faint of heart, nor for anyone who's remotely afraid of the dark. But I doubt that Art would let on, even if he was. When you're on assignment, sometimes you just gotta shut up, suit up, and jump in. And ask questions later. After visiting three of the five caverns, Art's on the move again. He's not a tourist, after all. He's a man with an agenda, made suddenly all the tighter by something he can't seem to get out of his mind. Those hawk-nosed turtles. What would a film shoot be without a camera failure? Underwater! Give a guy a break! But it's not for nothing that Art Brewer is known as one of the world's most resourceful and reliable underwater cameramen. Incredible shots, but will they make the cover? Don't worry about it, says Art. Cover shots are entirely in the hands of the publisher. Which just might help you land your next job. Which is just that, a job, a tough job, with one heck of a responsibility. Art's photo story isn't just a collection of his most startling encounters in the wild. He's also looking out for small moments, details that he calls accent photos. Malahi is anxious that Art doesn't leave Palau without visiting the country's most ornate chief's meeting house, called a bai. As she explains, only men were allowed in the bai, men and a few special guests. Art would love to stick around and wait for some community event to bring the bai to life, but he's into his second week now and has to keep moving. Or rather, keep slogging. The weather is still testing Art's resilience. And as another day dawns, the forecast promises to further tighten the squeeze on his plans for those aerials. Art knows that Picture Perfect could happen as magically in a pen full of playful dolphins as on a beach in the Rock Islands. His only obligation? Keep that shutter snapping. With the aerials on hold once again, Art decides on a little inland trek. It's a hunch that's going to pay big dividends. Art's curious about Palau's marine lakes, and one in particular that's home to some very exotic inhabitants. Did Tony the tour guide say jellyfish? He said millions of jellyfish, which would explain why it's called Jellyfish Lake. That Rock Island limestone is so porous with channels and tunnels that it connects lakes like this with the sea. This is salt water. For the experience of a lifetime, Art's double-checking his gear. Don't worry, Art's not going to get stung to death, because these critters have lost their sting over thousands of years of swimming in this landlocked lake. These jellyfish love the sun, not unlike travel photographers, so they move across the lake as the day progresses. Just as the sun makes Art's photos come to life, a process called photosynthesis within these jellyfish produces sugars on which they depend for life. Art's never sure which of his shots will make it into the magazine, but Jellyfish Lake looks like a keeper. Any chance for a cover, Art? Okay, how's this? I think Art's finally starting to close in on Picture Perfect. With time running out, he definitely needs to take fate into his own hands. Luck's showering down on Art now. No rain showers forecast until later this afternoon. Conditions aren't perfect, but never mind. By the time Art Brewer is finished with his portfolio, his editors will never suspect that his assignment in Palau was anything short of a sun-drenched sojourn in paradise. Art's window of opportunity is about to be slammed shut by another series of rain squalls, but let it rain. He's got what he wanted. Now, he's in love with those clouds. Bring 'em on! Hey, it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. Someone with the eye of an artist, the heart of a hunter, and the patience of a saint.